USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials are surveying the damage in North Carolina when then Hurricane Isaias made landfall. It smashed boats and downed trees and power lines there, killing at least two people. Governor Roy Cooper.
Damaging winds and likely tornadoes spun out from the storm, including one in Berkey County that tragically killed two people and sent about a dozen others to the hospital.
A total of five deaths are blamed on the storm. Millions of people are still without power. There was a powerful explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. At least 78 people were killed. President Trump said it appeared to be a bomb.
Our prayers go out to all the victims and their families. The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. A very good relationship with the people of Lebanon, and we will be there to help. It looks like a terrible attack.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Democrats in the White House are discussing a coronavirus relief bill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is part of the Democratic negotiating team. He says he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are standing firm on what he calls a big, bold response.
A skinny bill that just touches on one or two of the many problems. A bill that says if we have a million starving kids who aren't getting fed, we should compromise and feed half of them. That doesn't work.
The Senate's top Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell, says his caucus, although fragmented, is not likely to support a bloated package. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is taking action to counter a recent uptick in coronavirus cases. He's delaying the start of school for some students in counties that are hard hit. He's also ordering people to wear masks.
If you wear a mask, if you socially distance, if we do the little things, it will make a difference. And therefore, I am implementing a statewide mask mandate today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
One senator is speaking out about protesters' right to free speech and what to do about violent protests. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A Republican-led Senate subcommittee is convening a hearing to examine protecting free speech and protests, but also preventing violent demonstrations. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing that committee.
The ranking member said nobody is condoning the violence and rioting, and yet nowhere in the opening remarks was even one word condemning it, condemning the assaults, condemning the 277 injuries that federal law enforcement officers have suffered at the hands of those rioters. Not a word.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The annual New York City Holiday Spectacular will be toned down this year, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
I'll have
you. Officials have announced that the 2020 Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Radio City Rockettes is canceled due to the uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. It's the first time since 1933 that the show, that was slated to run from the 6th of November through January 3rd, has been canceled. In addition, MSG Entertainment, which owns Radio City Music Hall and Madison Square Garden, plans to lay off 350 people, or a third of its corporate workforce.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.